Hello, Ben Smith for the Really Mobile Project here. So, this week, Palm announced the Pre is finally coming to the UK. It's going to be exclusive on O2 and it's arriving before Christmas. Sadly, that was all they announced at their press conference, and they also repeated their PR control freakery by not letting any of the bloggers present take pictures or videos of the device. Still, the day wasn't a complete dead loss because somebody did say something interesting. It just wasn't Palm. For a while now, people have been commenting that O2 have been securing some really interesting smartphones. They've got Samsung's first Android device coming, they've had the iPhone since launch, and the Pre was long rumoured to be coming on O2 before it was confirmed this week. However, during the launch event, O2 changed their language and they made the statement that they now saw themselves as the smartphone network. And I think that this is the culmination of a number of subtle changes that they've been taking for a while now to differentiate themselves from the other networks in the UK. You see, they've been participating in a very active social media campaign. They're very visible on Twitter, and they've also launched the Digital News Centre, which gives bloggers assets to work with and reaches out to consumers. It puts a human face on their brand. They've also revamped their stores, building a lounge at the back of them and provisioning Wi-Fi for their customers to make it a destination where people can go to try out handsets, much more than just looking at plastic models on the wall like they always did. They've also purchased B Broadband, a fixed line broadband provider, much loved in the UK, which provides some of the highest speed and highest quality broadband. They've expanded the range of music events at their O2 venues and increasingly promote those to customers. And they've also launched O2 Litmus, which is a developer program and an app store. So, back to this claim of being the smartphone network. Are they? Well, O2 know, as well as anyone, that if you're going to be the smartphone network, you also need to be the data network and the apps network. And that's potentially where things fall down for them on this claim. On the data front, Ofcom's report that was published this week clearly shows that of the four major UK networks, O2 have the weakest 3G provision of them all. It is mitigated somewhat by their excellent tie-up with the cloud and BT Open Zone. However, smartphone consumers aren't going to put up with second-rate 2G data when they're not at home or they're not in a cafe. The other thing is apps. Smartphone users want apps. If anything, the iPhone success has shown us that, and the increasing prevalence of app stores and the other platforms, I think, is going to promote that even further. The trouble is that O2 has a bit of a split personality about apps at the moment. On the one hand, they've launched O2 Litmus, a fledgling but to be encouraged effort to encourage developers to build for their platform and to sell apps to their consumers. On the other hand, they're the network that said they wouldn't carry the Nokia N97 because it had a Skype application on it and they didn't want voice services running over data on their network. I think somewhere deep within O2 there's a fight going on between the people who are procuring these excellent smartphones and coming up with great ideas like the tie-up with BT Open Zone. On the other hand, there are the people who don't like Skype and who commission services like Bluebook and the pathetic Joggler device, which distracts from their core message. I hope that at the end of the day, it's the first sort that win, because whilst they're not yet, O2 could soon well be the home of smartphones. I think this is really one to watch.